time for another update from the Encourage Foundation, and Dawn Verwink and Guadalupe Ansel are here. We're going to be talking about scholarships. Scholarships, I know, something that's always important this time of the year.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Nice to see you both. So let's talk about this. Your application process opens December 19th on a Wednesday.
Yes, we're really excited. This year we are starting the application process earlier. So generally, students apply in January, and we're excited because this will give students an opportunity to work on applications over winter break if they would like to do that.
Okay, good point. Now, correct me if I am wrong, but one of the nice things about working with your website you don't have multiple applications to fill out. You just fill out one application.
Yes, that's a transition that we made 2 years ago, and it's wonderful for the students. They fill out the one application, and then it's screened, and they are eligible for multiple scholarships. And they actually could be eligible for more scholarships than what they realize. So it's wonderful, state-of-the-art software technology.
Okay, that is wonderful.
And if I could add, that's a wonderful feature for anyone who is reading and reviewing the applications, because you can look at multiple responses that one student has given. So it's an advantage to reviewers, because then they're able to see what students respond to other questions also.
Okay. Yeah, so it helps all the way around.
Yes.
Overall, it streamlines the process.
Yes. So it does open on December 19th, and it will, the application deadline's on January 31st, so students have 6 weeks to work on the application.
They can go just to the Encourage website?
Yes. It's online, so you go to encouragecf.org, and it's an online process. Students can go in there and start working on their scholarship application, and they can save their information and go back to it multiple times. So that's a wonderful feature.
And now Guadalupe is here because you're a scholarship donor and a former Encourage board chair.
Yes.
So you know about the history.
Well, part of my history.
Yeah.
Yes, my history. I was teaching at Mead Elementary School in the mid-90s. And at that time, I was working with all my little ones. And as a teacher, you're always encouraging kids to think about the future. So I would often ask my students, well, what is it that you would like to do when you grow up? And many of the responses did not include higher education. And that troubled me. And so I started thinking, what do I need to do to encourage the students to put that in their dreams and their hopes? And so I called Tom Marshall, who was a guidance counselor at Lincoln High School.
Oh, yes.
At the time, and I asked him about what could I do to help students go down a better path and a different path. And he said, contact the community foundation, which was then the Southwood County Committee. What was it? The Southwood
Greater
County?
Greater Southwood County.
Greater Southwood County Community Foundation. And so that's when I made a connection with Mary Wirtz and Kelly.
Okay. And then that started the process. And now how many different funders or sponsors and scholarships do we have now?
Well, so we started with scholarships back in 1995, and with just one scholarship for $500. And since that time, we have awarded roughly 3,400 scholarships, totaling more than $2.3 million. And today, we are administering over 100 scholarship funds. And that last year, that equates to approximately over 175 scholarships that we will have available for students this year. And each of those scholarships are unique. No two of them are the same. Some are for specific schools. Some are for arts, music. Some are for sports. Some are academic, and some are financial need. So there is something out there for everyone, and we would encourage all the students that are graduating this year and from all of our schools, Lincoln, Nacusa, Port Edwards, Pittsville, Assumption, for students to go on our website and apply for scholarships. And we want to thank our donors for, like Guadalupe, those 100 scholarship funds, thank them for investing in young people and believing in the power of education, because these scholarships would not be possible without all of our donors. And also our school partners, they are wonderful to work with. All the schools I just mentioned, they just really are very helpful during the scholarship season.
Guadalupe, that has to make you feel good to see what started, how it started off and how it's grown.
Oh, it has. It really, you know, we established our scholarship in 1998, so it was, what, 4 years after, or 5 years after, 3 years after they gave their first scholarship. And it just felt wonderful when we awarded our very first scholarship, and it was to a student in at Nakusa High School. And just to know that we had contributed something to that student's pathway to higher education, it really does and did make me feel great.
Now, as you're aimed at any particular area, I'd like to give,
Well, when we first started our scholarship, it was for minority students.
Okay.
And recently, we changed our focus because, believe it or not, Carl, this is the 21st century, and there are still students who are the first in their families to go on to higher education. So we changed our focus to include those types of students. If you are the first in your family to be going on to higher education, you can apply to the Reyes Ansel Scholarship.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. But that shows you how people can, if there's someone out there who has a, maybe they're a professional in a certain field and they want to give back to that field and create future professionals in that area, they could contact you and say, I want to create a scholarship for students who want to study this.
Yes. We actually, this year we added four to six new scholarships, and again, different interest areas. So we are always working on the existing scholarships and adding funds to our work. I would have to say too that last year it was really exciting because our students that applied for Encourage scholarships, 76% of the students received an application, and this new software platform that we are working with is really it's not only is it efficient. For the students are tech savvy and they love the common application form, but it's effective with that number of and that percent of students that are applying. And then it's also really helping with equity in that our the selection process really helps reduce the unintentional bias. And last year we had equitable distribution across our family income levels, with the majority of the students that received scholarships were from low and middle income families. And 10% were actually from minorities. And this does mirror our community's ethnic composition, which is at 14% in Southwood County Public Schools. So with more than 175 scholarships, I would just strongly recommend for parents to remind students and for students to go out there and apply for these scholarships.
Chances are there's going to be one that you're going to qualify for.
It's a wonderful opportunity. And the majority of our scholarships are $500. So half of our scholarships are $500, and the other half of our scholarships are $1,000 or over. So it's a real wonderful wonderful of our donors to be stepping up and supporting education in our students.
And that is wonderful.
And I may add that many of the scholarship funds may be memorial funds for a loved one, but each one of those loved ones did something special in their life. And so the donor will often state what it is that they would like that student to match their loved one. So for example, Brian Wilhelm has a scholarship that his mother and her friends and family set up for him, and he was an engineer. And so that her focus is to select a student that will be going into engineering.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, whatever your passion is,
right?
You'll find a student with likely a similar passion, and I guess that's something cool too.
Yes, exactly.
Especially if you are someone in a field to be helping a young person that's trying to achieve what you've achieved.
Right.
Yes.
And I think that's what the donors do. They try. They. And in this community, this is a very giving community. So the donors that you see in our community, they are connected. Mm-hmm. To Wisconsin Rapids, to the Tri-City area, and so their kids have gone through the school system. They want to give back something to the community.
I'll bet you too. These donors keep up in contact with their recipients of their scholarships.
I think many of them
and
do.
Mentor them. I've heard of some stories like
yes.
that.
Yes.
And I think that's really cool.
And you know, we had a student who could not make it to the scholarship luncheon. And I was very disappointed because I wanted to meet her. Her grandmother that morning had a heart attack and had to be rushed to the hospital. So that's why she couldn't come. And it wasn't until maybe 4 months later that she contacted us, and Joe and I. And she invited us to breakfast. And she said, I really want to meet you. We didn't have the opportunity to get to the luncheon, and I would like to treat you and Joe to breakfast so that we can get to know each other.
Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Now, let's talk about a couple of things before we go to break. One, who selects the recipients of this? What kind of a system do you have? Who are the people that are part of that process?
So the donors have an opportunity to be involved in reviewing mm-hmm. the applications, and some of the donors are families, and some of the donors are organizations, like the Optimists or Sunrise Rotary. So in the instance where it's a family member, they are able to go online and review, and then I love this technology. We have the capabilities of, if it is an organization, that we can set up the password, and they can share it with five members of the Optimist Club, and five people can go in there and review. And sometimes, even family members, sometimes people are located in other states. And so it's really convenient for them to participate and be involved. So the donor is able to review the scholarship service that we're working with, also reviews and screens, and encourage reviews and screens.
Okay. You mentioned the scholarship luncheon.
Yes.
When is it?
We hold the scholarship luncheon in May. It's sponsored by Wood Trust. And the purpose of our luncheon is really, as Guadalupe described, it's an opportunity for our donors to connect and build relationships with their students. So the students come and they share their stories and their accomplishments and their dreams with the scholarship donor. And donors also share with them how their scholarship came to be.
Oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and we always talk with the students to consider returning to our community after they've earned their degree. We want them to go out and see the world, but we want to encourage them to come back.
We need your talents.
Yes, and the point of the scholarships is that it's more than just being money for school. It's an investment in their future and in our community's future. And we want students to know that we will continue to continue working to make this a place that they will choose to live and work in. We want our students to come back.
Well, if it's like me, you go away for a while, and you build up a better appreciation of what you left at home.
Yes,
exactly.
And then you want to come back. Mm-hmm. And then we need the talents of these young people
yes.
to fill the various roles that are other people are leaving and retiring from. So this can be a very positive circle, as it were.
Yes.
Of economic opportunity for everybody. We're having our monthly visit with Encourage. Dawn Verwink is here from Encourage, and Guadalupe Ansel, scholarship donor and former Encourage board chair, talking about their scholarships. Again, why don't we just real quick, and I want to talk to Guadalupe about their scholarship, etc. But you're going to be... the scholarship season opens Wednesday, December 19th.
Yes.
So students can go on the EncourageCF.org website?
Yes. And you click in there, and it will take you to the scholarship application. And students are able to work on that over winter break if they would like to do that. And the scholarship will deadline January 31st. So they do have 6 weeks to work on it. They can go in and work on it, and it will save, and they can come back to it at another time.
That's good, because sometimes they might want to talk to an academic advisor about something they want to put on the application. And you can, fine-tune it.
Right.
Before you hit send.
Right. You make it a draft form, and then you look at it again and review it with new eyes, and then you can hit send.
Yeah, right. It always helps. I know, as a writer, and whenever sometimes it's good to take a pause and walk away from the computer.
Right. And I do want to share that it is for traditional high school students, but there are also scholarships for continuing college students and also non-traditional students.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. So if you're a college student fighting to make ends meet, don't give up hope.
Yes.
We don't want you to give up hope. We want you to keep doing your studies and check out go to encouragecf.org, and maybe we can help you.
Right. And I mentioned this earlier in the program, but I just want to mention it again, that of the students who applied for Encourage scholarships last year, 76% of the students received a scholarship.
There are
all kinds of scholarships. Sometimes there's a grade point requirement, but sometimes there is no grade point requirement. So I encourage everyone to apply.
Okay. Guadalupe, I know education is a passion for you.
Yes.
And your family. And I also know that economic opportunities for folks has been something that you've been involved in a variety of different venture or organizations and the like. For you, why do you think this is so important that all students in our community have these opportunities?
Well, Carl, as students go through their educational experiences, they each discover their potentials. And as a teacher, I looped my students. So I would have students from grades K all the way through sixth grade. So I got to know those students very well and their families. And so at each stage of their educational development, I would say to them, you need to start thinking about what you want to do in the future. And don't let anything stop you from saying, I can't go to college, I can't get higher education, because you can get those opportunities. And at each level, you need to start thinking about how do I see myself in the future? And if you can see yourself there, you can get there. And there are opportunities. So I would always talk about there are opportunities for scholarships. And I would often tell them, I have a scholarship. And perhaps when you get older, you would want to apply for my scholarship. But there are hundreds of scholarships that Encourage has. But they are not the only ones out there that will give you a scholarship if you apply and they accept your application. There are so many scholarships out there that kids don't know about, and that if they start thinking about it at each stage of their developmental, educational development stages, they can get there. And I would often say to my students, excuse me, always stay in contact and make a good relationship with your counselor, because counselors know what's out there. And whether your mother or father, if you're just a single family, or whether one of your parents doesn't work or one of your parents is disabled, do not let that discourage you. You can get there.
Okay. And I would imagine, too, that helping parents realize this early on in the process, that this is part of the educational development of your child. We're going to try this. Start thinking so that they can, in terms of their financial planning and the like. So we're always thinking forward.
Right.
And thinking, no, we're going to do it. But, Dad, how am I going to do it? You're going to college.
Yes.
Right. And there are scholarships available for technical college as well as a four-year university college.
That's right. So I'm glad you mentioned that.
A lot of opportunities.
Because we do a regular segment now with Mid-State Technical College. And they have 1- and 2-year programs now where kids can come out of it with very little debt, if any debt, and graduate into a job and a career that's making more than some 4-year degrees, but they'll have an important skill set that can get them employed right away. And that's what everybody wants. Regardless of where you go to school, your ultimate goal is to make money, to be employable.
Right. And we're fortunate that we have those opportunities so close to home.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. And then you can say, okay, well, once you get that degree, we need it here in Wisconsin Rapids area. There are companies. You know, I know like at Mid-State, they've set up mentoring between companies and students.
Right.
In some cases, there have been students who have worked at a company while they're in school at Mid-State, and they end up graduating and going right to that company because the company will help pay for the bills.
I mean, exactly.
I mean, I think those are important partnerships and mentorships that can show our young people we're serious about this.
Yes.
We're very serious about this. We want you to succeed.
Right.
And we want you here. You can go ahead and travel, but we want you here.
Yes, scholarships are a part of Encourage's belief that people are our greatest assets, and our work with local residents to create local opportunities offers the greatest promise for our future in the region. And again, thanks to the donors for investing in education and young people through Encourage.
Yeah. And as an educator, that has to make you feel good.
Oh, it really does. And I have run into recipients that have received the Reyes Ansel Scholarship. And, again, they'll say to me, thank you so much for believing.
That's cool.
Yes.
Now, thank you for believing in me.
Yes.
Yeah. And every one of these students is special. They all got a special gift, and we want them to develop their gifts and talents. And then, like I said, hopefully they come back here, they realize that the community that supported them getting that degree or whatever needs their talent. And I think, you know what, when you come down to it, feeling needed and wanted, that's an awesome. And if you can do have that and then also do something that you really enjoy doing for your life, that's a pretty good life.
And this is a wonderful community
yes.
to raise your children.
Yes.
We have such a wonderful education system.
Yes.
We have a lot of supportive places, you know, like the Encourage. We've got the Aquatic Center coming up. We've got a new Boys and Girls Club being built.
YMCA, yes.
New YMCA. This is a wonderful community to live in.
Yeah. We're going through a transition time, but transition times are great times for personal growth as well as community growth.
Yes.
And to get you excited.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity
right.
for change. Yeah.
That's it. And again, mark it on your calendars, families and students. Wednesday, December 19th at 12:01 a.m., I would imagine. No, I've heard about that. Literally, there's some students don't sleep well.
Yeah.
They'll open up there. But Wednesday, December 19th, the application season begins.
Yes.
So get online at encouragecf.org and start working on that paperwork during your winter break. And that also includes those of you who are in going on to post-secondary right now or some other non-traditional. Contact
right.
Encourage.
And if anyone is interested in setting up a fund at Encourage, feel free to contact me.
Okay. And how could they do that?
You can email or phone 715-423-3863.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you. This is a very positive program, and I'm sure we're going to have a number of young scholars applying.
Oh, I think we should wish Guadalupe a happy birthday.
Oh, Guadalupe, happy birthday to you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.